Chapter 1. My ideal wife will love children and give me a wide berth. The wider, the better. Agent Ace Caldwell, Railroad Detective. Tell me again, Hiram, why my kids spent the night in a jail cell?
30-year-old Ace Caldwell posted both hands on his hips and took in the scene of his children playing happily, seemingly oblivious to the fact they were behind metal bars. 7-year-old Jack and 6-year-old David took turns attempting to toss a deck of cards into a bucket. His 5-year-old daughter Athena squealed and clapped with every attempt.
"Because no one else will take them in?"
His brother-in-law, Sheriff Hiram Hartman, looked up from a stack of wanted posters and met his gaze.
"I'm a single man like you. What else was I supposed to do with them? Locking them in was the only way I could make sure the boys stayed put."
"Thank goodness your former housekeeper dropped them here before she hightailed it out of town."
"This is the 3rd resignation in 2 months. I pay triple the going rate for housekeepers."
Ace rattled the letter of resignation in the air.
"What is so difficult about taking care of 3 children?"
"Maybe if you weren't ball and chained to your job as a railroad detective and spent more than an hour or two a week in their presence, you might find out."
Hiram rubbed his hand across his unshaven face. For the first time, Ace noticed the dark circles underscoring the man's red-rimmed eyes.
"Spare me your lecture. What would you have me do? Stay in town babysitting while the Holton gang is running loose? Somebody has to bring these outlaws to justice."
Ace pinched the bridge of his nose.
"I'll send a telegram to the agency and see if they can send a replacement soon."
"Maybe it's time to consider another agency."
"If you have one to recommend, tell me. Several of the companies I've utilized in the past don't respond to my inquiries anymore for some reason."
"Forget the housekeeper. You need a wife."
Hiram opened a drawer and removed a notepad.
"There's an agency in Chicago with an excellent reputation. But heaven help the poor woman who responds to an ad from you."
"A wife? No, thank you. I have enough to worry trouble and learn my lesson the first time," he snarled.
"Trouble in the form of 3 wonderful kids left at my door because you are never home."
The sheriff's armchair squeaked as he rolled back and searched through his desk drawer.
"The matchmaking agency requires you to complete a questionnaire, which includes details about what you're looking for in a woman. Then, based on the information provided, the matchmaker will pick a bride who will suit your needs. I started my list already."
Hiram flipped open his notepad.
"My request is for a young woman, under the age of 30, a good cook, who's pleasant, and easy on the eyes."
Ace shook his head and pinched the bridge of his nose. For a moment, he could almost feel the presence of his late wife, the rustling of her skirts, the scent of roses. Then, the shrillness of her voice, demanding a life he couldn't provide. He shuddered.
"If my marriage with Lottie taught me anything, it's that the pretty ones are more trouble than they're worth. You'll do better to ask for a spinster who's grateful for the opportunity to marry. If she doesn't have anywhere else to go, she won't be too picky."
The sheriff chuckled, and his dark eyes crinkled at the corners.
"Be sure and put that on your application. A desperate spinster looking for an opportunity to have her own home might be your kid's only hope. The Lord knows I've tried to help and failed."
"You're the best man a friend could have. Unfortunately, all this is my fault. I'm as terrible a father as I was a husband."
"That's ridiculous. There's plenty of blame to go around in the failure of your marriage."
Hiram rose and perched on the side of his desk. "Ace, we've been friends a long time, and I care what happens to you and the children. But if you don't get a handle on your kids soon, I hate to think about what will happen. Jack is expelled from school for his behavior, and whatever he does, David will soon follow. A case in point, while my back was turned at the mercantile yesterday, he stole a handful of cigars."
"Cigars?"
Ace straightened, then called over his shoulder.
"Jack, David, get over here."